Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, sir, you go ahead and start it. Go ahead.
Yes, and welcome this evening to our program on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights at 7:30, sponsored by the Darien Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, where Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister. We also have Brother Johnson and Brother Williams of the Church of Christ in their area. They'll announce to you from Wharton, Texas, and we appreciate them so very much. We know that we must obey God. America, listen. We've got to change once again to acknowledging God. We have become so, and Paul defined this in Romans 1. And we'll start at verse 21. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither was thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Look at us, America. God does not mean what we used to acknowledge him as. And nowadays, prayer is not necessary anymore to them. Even the pledge, they had to get on them not too long ago to say the pledge, one nation under who? God. But now, hey, America, we're in bad shape. Romans 1, verse 22. Confessing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Yes.
Now, you look at this nation now, professing ourselves to be so smart and so educated and so great and all that. We become nothing but a bunch of fools now in America. Verse 23. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God to an image made like to corruptible man and
yep.
to birds. And to full footed beasts and to creeping things. Oh,
yes.
God, have mercy. America, we're going to hell. And when I say we, I'm talking about the country itself. Because we, as members of the only church in the Bible, following the instructions of God, he has
yes.
always blessed his own. God, read your Bible. And you see, when God's people did what they were told to do, God spared them. So let's just keep doing what we have to do. But we're going to explain what is happening in America right now.
All right.
Look around, there's all kind of tragedies going on. God is letting us know that we need to straighten back up.
Amen.
And acknowledge God. Look at the fires that's going on now over in California and other things that are happening, earthquakes and all this kind of stuff. These things are out of control. Why? Because the nation is out of control. And they change the glory of the God, of the uncorruptible God, into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Now notice verse 24, Romans 1. Wherefore God also gave up the uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own body between themselves. Hey, listen. We've done that, haven't we? Our Supreme Court said a man got to marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman, dishonoring ourselves. Amen? Now, you know we have been defined in the Word of God, and that don't get any better neither. We are now embracing Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Two male angels in Genesis walked down the streets of Sodom and Gomorrah. All of the old men and all of the young men from all parts of the city came to rape those two angels.
Yes, sir.
Now, America, we're turning ourselves now into Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we're doing it in America. God doesn't mean anything. I remember when we were growing up as kids in school some years back, we found out that we just gladly, said the pledge. They do it gladly in everything that they did, acknowledging God. And now even in some of these programs on television we have now, they don't even want to see a prayer or nothing else. Just get up, sing some kind of crazy song or talk some kind of crazy talk. Verse 26. He said, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in his lust one toward another. Meaning with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat.
Yeah.
And you can see now, the women, they turn into lesbians, but that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was men with men. There's a strange, you talk to your doctor, talk to somebody who knows science, and they can tell you why it is much worse for men to become gay men than for women to be lesbian women. Amen.
Yeah.
That men, those men, they get crazy. They get that itch in their body, and they want to always be with somebody, or somebody be with them, or they exchanging it with each other. And that's what we're going to see. And when we saw and read in Genesis, male angels went to Lot's house. All of the old men and all of the young men came down in there behind them, and they went to wreck those two angels.
Yeah.
God had to put a blessing on them. Amen. They got to the door of Lot's house, and Lot brought them on in. But God had to create a heavenly relief for those two angels. Now, America, listen to what we're doing now. We are not the great nation that we used to be, and we're going to see it. We're going to see it, and it won't be too long either, because you can look at what's happening now. The fires and all the foolishness going on in America now. God is letting us know we're not moving in the right direction. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Lord, have mercy. Now the gate was open for all hell to break loose in America. And our enemies are just laughing at us. You know, I said this once before, and I said it again. In all of the cities, just about, you got foreigners running the a lot of corner stores and gas stations, running them there. And they're in here laughing at us. One of them talked to me one time and said, man, y'all crazy over here. Y'all are doing the same thing. He was from India. That they began to do, and they fail as a great nation. And we will not survive very much longer with what we're doing here in this nation. And verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whisperers. Lord have mercy. Every time you turn on the news, you see some foolishness like this going on in our nation. Some guy will get a gun and shoot up 40, 50 people, and they're out there doing something what they was legal for them to do. But we are now being destroyed by our own actions against God.
Yes.
Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Hey, we got a whole lot of hell going on in America right now. They try to tone it down on the news a little bit, but certain news stations will show you everything that's going on in this nation. That's a sin and a low-down shame. I remember growing up, and those of you of any age, you remember we grew up and we were just so glorious about America.
Yeah.
We shall pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation unknown God, invisible, with liberty and justice for all. Even though they were had up as slaves as black people, they still knew what they were supposed to do. We didn't have to do no war out here and all that. They were hanging us and cutting KKKs and everything like that. But then one day we received the righteousness that we were supposed to have. You know, in many countries, people that go through that, they will start a war up in that nation. They will definitely do that. But they did a lot of things here to keep us down under them. But my God moved. Amen.
Yeah.
We marched, and we didn't create no fights, no killings, or nothing like that. Many of us were killed and hung from trees, and KKK cut in them, and all that kind of stuff. All of that disgraceful stuff. And God brought it down. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, he said they became backbiters and of God, despiteful, proud, boaster. Proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to their parents. And now we got a bunch of disobedient kids killing their mother and father and sisters and brothers and doing everything they feel like doing. We are having hell break loose in a nation that was built upon the fact of one nation under the authority of God. Supposedly you can't divide it. Nation under God. No longer. We are one nation under hell. Amen. And then those that are under God, they're completely under God, are true believers of the word of God and members of the church that they were commanded to be a part of and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. We got to pray hard. We got to keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus, doing the right thing in the midst of a holistic nation that we're in right now. Amen. Our young ladies walking around half naked all day long, even in school. They're in the school right now. And I remember when I was in school, elementary on up to high school, you know, in our neighborhood, and they didn't have white schools. They had white schools, but they had black schools. They wouldn't let us come to their schools on those days. And I think that was pretty good because the mothers of the black girls told them, look, you cannot wear a dress tighter. You can do no pants in school. Amen. And I'm sure there's no short dresses there. You dress like a woman. And then even in your breast, don't have that tight around your dress. You dress appropriately. Amen. And told us boys how to respect the girls.
Amen.
And now it is out of order. Even a bunch of teachers don't even respect the girls or the boys. They be in there raping the boys and the girls.
It's
pathetic right now. And we've got to do better than this. Amen. What you talking about, Brother Parker? Better than this. We can't check. Yes, we got to pray. We got to live right. And we got to talk it over with God. And then when you get a chance in the public, you got to talk it too. You can't go alone to get along. God, you find in the Bible where you say, God said that you can go along with Satan and get along with him. That's a lie. You go along with Satan, you become a holistic person. You no longer belong to God. You're going along with wickedness, you're going to hell too. Now, I just want to ask you one question. What in hell do you want? People around here in America, all of them over the hill. Look at these young people. They're just pathetic, dressing like they want to go to hell.
Yeah.
Some of the boys got hair long as girls and everything around them. Then they drop those pants way below their buttocks and stuff with the drawers on and everything and just walk around looking like a fool, acting like a fool, smoking that dope and being high and just feeling good. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, they made it out of high school. Some of them still got out of high school. And going to college, no, because they want that feel good and can walk in a nation where they can just look like something crazy. Satan using them. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we've been doing to this country. because at one time this country was one nation under God, indivisible, with the liberty and justice for all. And verse 13, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Verse 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, raised without natural affection.
Yeah.
Now that takes in a lot of other things, but the one I want to point on, no more natural affection. Our United States government told the people in America that a man has a right to marry a man, and a woman has the right to marry another woman. Amen? Now, all the states have not embraced it, but the state can't do nothing against it. If they don't do it in your state, and you go to the state where you can, a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman, you can come back to your own state, and there's nothing they can do, because that's your constitutional right. Now, you mean our top government in our nation has called God the Father a lie? And the Son a lie, and they don't think the Holy Spirit going to do nothing about it? We as a nation are on the way to hell as a nation. And I'm not just talking about that when Christ come back. I mean that we're on the way to destruction, because the enemy is in the camp laughing at us and knowing that we're not going to be the great nation much longer. Amen? I've told you this over and over again. A guy from India over there, he told me, they run a store over in our community, and he told me, he said, y'all doing the same thing we once did in our nation, and we fail. And he said, we were brought down. And see, our enemy is laughing at us now. He said, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God. Now, we know we used to be one nation under God. And we know what God did to people that went against them. A lot of people know this. If they got a Bible, they can read about it too. And Paul warned us, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Yeah.
A man to marry a man, if that's what they're going to do. It's all right for a woman to marry a woman if that's what they want to do. It's all that's how you lie. Shut your mouth up. It is wrong. Amen. And if you're a member of the Church of Christ, don't go along to get along. I was preaching in a church with a young boy. He had turned gay, and he came there one Sunday, and everybody was looking. I was preaching, and I saw how he was acting, and I brought the gay into my sermon. We meet with men and all this kind of stuff. And next thing you know, some people came talking to me. You must have been talking about him. I said, no, I don't talk about him. I'm talking about everybody who is embracing these kids out here, even in the schools. And when they go to college, it gets worse than that. And as they go to nightclubs and all that kind of stuff, it gets worse than that. Amen? A woman is a woman is a woman. That's the old saying I remember as a little child. A woman is a woman is a woman. Now think about that. Think about that. Two women can marry and live with each other and then break up and go have babies. I was preaching in the Houston area. And two little sisters told me, and they said, they showed me where they lived too, over in the Houston area. And so I'm living together. They broke up after a while and went and married men and had babies. But see, we know, you know about that scientific thing when men have sex with men. Amen? I think I brought this on once before, but I want you to look it up for yourself. Amen, Walls? Look it up. Amen. When men have that anal sex, there's a nerve up near the prostate gland. If it's touched, it releases its fluid. It's a good feeling to them, too. Because what happened, the man that's getting stuck in his rectum, that other man, he will also have an ejaculation. But at that time, that fluid that was in that nerve it left him. And he gets that itch in his body and that desire to want to either be done again or do somebody else. Lord have mercy.
James.
Listen, God made the woman the woman. See, he made her a woman. And a lot of women that call themselves lesbian, they go down to the sex stores or whatever they sell, all those fake, you know, parts of men. Yeah, go get that, and they can stick themselves anywhere they want to be stuck. And she still will be a woman. She might not want a man anymore. Some of them get sick enough not to want a man. But I knew couples that were living and shagging together, two women and carried off, and then messed around and broke up, and both of them went and married a man and brought children into this world. Amen?
Yeah.
She would need two male angels. Go to Genesis. Sodom and Gomorrah. Two male angels from heaven came to walk down the streets to save and help Lot get out of Sodom and Gomorrah. All of the old men, all of the young men from all parts of the city came down there to rape those angels. Hooray! The problem is these gay men, and if it keep getting worse, and our government has given them a right to even marry and everything, it's going to spread. It's going to spread. And then we're on the way to hell anyway because the enemy is laughing at us. They're laughing. Those that are in here working at corner stores and on whatever they're doing from over the east, the far east, they know because the same thing happened to them years before in the past. So we as a nation, hooray, let's try to get right. And especially you members of the Church of Christ. And preachers, we can't go along and get along with what's going on. Can't go along and get along with what's going on. One preacher told me, he said, one of the elders at the church, his son had turned into gay. And you don't need to preach that. What is wrong with you? I mean, you can't tell me what not to preach if it's in the Bible. God told us to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering. Why, Paul? He said, for the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. And right now in America, they don't want to endure sound doctrine.
Yeah.
They'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn their ears away from the truth and be turned unto fables. We got many a preacher now. We're only preachers. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago, making $52 million a year. Church just full of people. And they're on television and radio. And people love to hear because their ears are itching for something to make them feel good. Not to do right. You know, when you fall into that hole of sin, it's hell to get you out of there. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the days back when I was growing up and old gospel preachers started preaching like that, they would baptize a lot. I ran a meeting once in Beaumont area and baptized over 200 people. They were doing some foolishness there. That's when gays first started coming in, and some of the preachers down there were saying it was all right if that's what they want to do. That's not all right. Why did God create Eve for Adam? He didn't bring Steve to Adam. He brought Eve to Adam. Took a rib from the man, created a woman from the dust, and brought her to him. Amen. Then later on in the book of Genesis, he told him to do what? Be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. And now we got Satan getting loose and wild in the nation. We're going to be able to, hey, watch out. Stay a good Christian, but you can just about kiss America goodbye. God has always spared his own. Keep living right in the midst of all the hell going on in America right now. God will spare his own. Amen.
Amen.
How you going to do it? We don't know. Amen. We don't know because we know that the nation will be overthrown. Amen. Let us pray for it and let us keep preaching against all this wickedness so that God has always spared his own people. Amen, well, he's spared us. Amen. And then, you know, I want to say this. To this end, I commend you to God in the words of his grace, which are able to keep you, build you up, and give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. May God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brother William, Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Amen.
I didn't catch everything what you said, but I know that you spoke the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk on a lesson tonight about hell.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
It is sad that we got to bring it that way, but I've been doing a lot of study on it.
Amen.
And folks just choosing to go to hell.
Amen.
They don't want to hear the word. They don't want to listen to the word. They don't want to follow the word. They
Amen.
Want to do, as you say, they want to do their thing.
Yes.
But the Bible still says the same thing. You're not going to get away.
Amen.
God's word will stand and God's word will prevail.
Amen.
Man needs to get himself together. Because as sure as you're born, you're sure they're going to die.
Yes.
And you're going to end up in hell if you don't get your soul right. See, man is the only living creature on earth. Got intelligence from God and needs to get his soul right.
Amen.
He's going straight to hell.
Amen.
I don't know who he is.
Huh.
Rich or poor.
Yeah.
Middle class or low class, as they want to call it. It's going up out of here.
Uh-huh.
And you're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. No middle ground to it. In Job chapter 26 and verse 6, he says, hell is naked before him. And destruction has no covering. I want you to hear that.
Amen.
Hell is naked before him. And destruction has no covering. God tells you that that's why you're gone if you don't get right with him.
Amen.
In Psalms 9:17, all that forgot God will return into hell. Is also found in Psalm 50:22. All that forgot God will turn into hell.
Yes.
Amen.
There's no escape. Either you do what God says or you're going down.
Amen.
The Bible says you're going to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, we might as well preach it out of you or preach it in you one. But you better make up your mind. We think we're getting away from God. Look at all of the tragedies happening within the latter part of the year. Fire, water, all kind of rain. Fire. The firemen still can't put out the fire in California.
Amen.
And we bring all the fire trucks and airplanes. Dropping water and still can't put out the fire. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
There are 29 deaths already.
Yes.
And still finding
yes.
no bodies. They're finding some of the bodies burnt to a crisp, Brother William.
Yes.
Amen.
It's sad that you got to go to hell the other way. It is
yes.
sad that hell has got to be enlarged. And Satan said
yes.
in the word of God, in Isaiah chapter 5:24, the borders of hell are being enlarged. Oh, they're going to be building that way if they don't get right with God. God said there's only going to be a few that's going to be saved. That's those who
Amen.
Are faithful unto death.
Amen.
Be faithful to God. You got to give it up. Got to come to God all the way.
Amen.
John the Revelator said in Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 10, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Which
Amen.
Was saying, He was in the spirit, letting us know why he was. But John was in the spirit every day. And that's what we ought to be, in the spirit every day. And not, one
day. Yeah.
It ain't no one day thing. Every day that God spared your life on this physical earth, you ought to be recognized him in the spirit.
Here's your religion.
We got too many people following the devil, going to hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
The devil got a whole lot to offer, and they're still losing their soul.
Amen.
When you lose your soul, that's it. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen, all over this land and country. I still tell you, Donald Trump cannot solve your problem. He can't even solve his own. How can he solve yours when he can't solve his own?
Amen.
This world is going to pot. This world is tearing up. God is studying that nature work. He's working it out, Brother William, because we won't get it right down here on earth. God said, I have it. He said, you preachers keep preaching, but I have the rest of it.
Yeah.
And God is having it.
Yes.
God is having it, Brother Parker. He has it. We act like we don't see it sometimes, but you can see what God's talking about.
Yeah.
God makes us know I am in control. Satan can't do nothing with me.
Amen.
I got power beyond power. See, Satan is living in his power. But when we get over, then he uses it. Oh, look at the world today. In Genesis chapter 6, man's heart was so evil. Till God sent a flood. That flood was a type of hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
Told Noah, he said, go build an ark of gopher wood.
Yeah.
He told him exactly how to do it. And Noah built that ark just like God told him.
Yeah.
And when Noah got through building that ark and preaching to the people, God said, now you go in. It's over with. I'm not going to put up with it no more. I'm going to show them who I am. And who I am, and he showed them. He drowned everything that was on planet Earth.
Yeah.
That was the anti-type of the hell. We got to
go.
Not an anti-type of hell. It's fire. It's going to be all over in a few minutes. He's telling us preachers, get ready. I'm coming back for my preachers.
Amen.
When I
come back, you're going home.
Yes.
With me. Huh? He's like, coming with my reward. Revelation 22 and verse number 12. He ain't coming without me. He's coming with it. I'm bringing it to those who stay faithful to me.
Faithful.
If you're not faithful, if you're not obeying God, you're going to hell.
Amen.
There ain't no Baptist churches in the Bible.
There
ain't no Catholic church in the Bible.
Amen.
Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian.
Amen.
Christian Science. They ain't in the Word of God.
Nope.
Why are we trying to put something in the Word of God that don't fit? Only word is in there is Christian, capital C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-S. That's all in the Bible.
Amen.
And we try to be something that God did authorize.
Yeah.
God said sing. He ain't said about play.
Nope.
He's making melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 2:12. Hebrews 15:15.
Yeah.
He said, sing, Brother William. He said about play. He said about get a jig fiddle and a guitar and a piano and a horn and a flute. He didn't say nothing about that in the New Testament. Everybody wants to bring in something that God said no. God said, you sing. You are the instrument now.
Make melody.
Make melody in your heart. Coming from the headpiece to the mouthpiece.
That's right.
God, we all set up, and we still trying to take over God's plan. It won't work, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
You see God's way, or you going to hell.
Yes.
Yes. We've come together on the first day of the week, Acts 20 and verse 7.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. It didn't tell us to come together in the middle of the week to take the Lord's Supper.
Nope.
We to take it on the first day of the week.
That's
now, everybody trying to want to take it in the middle of the week.
Yep.
Trying to skip Sunday. It won't work with God. God got the answer. We try to act like we got the answer now. Oh, I would do it my way. I don't give a care what you say, preacher.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, just keep on doing it your way, and you're going to do it your way. Stand to hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
Your word will stand forever. I trust it, and I believe it, and I'm going to stay with it. Because God is right.
Yes.
Amen.
And Jeremiah chapter 22 and 29, he said, oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
You got too many preachers. He said, hear the word of the Lord. In Romans 10:17, so faith come by hearing.
And
hearing by the word of God.
Nah.
He said, I'm not a man. Man, to mess this thing up. Let's just tow it up.
Yeah.
And thank you, God. God said, hear what I got to say.
Amen.
We better open our minds up to God and shut down this other mess that's coming along.
Mm-hmm.
We got all churches talk about, oh, you can get it. You join any church of your choice. And nowhere in the Bible says that. When the prophet was walking upon the face of the earth, they weren't preaching Baptists and nothing, and Catholics and Jehovah's Witnesses. They were preaching Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We got too many people want to preach anything but Christ.
Yeah.
We want to say, when some of these denominations, well, didn't Christ say I build my church?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
But he built it on the truth.
He built his church.
On the truth. He built his church. He didn't build your church.
On the truth.
On the truth.
The rock.
Huh?
The truth.
And we got folk want to go all the formality. And Brother Johnson, y'all think y'all the only one going to heaven. We just need to quit saying that.
Yes.
We
Amen.
People in the church going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But we know all that's on the outside can't get inside until they obey the gospel to go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't come on the inside. You're not going to heaven.
No,
you know, that's a sad situation. Noah built that ark, and no one wouldn't go inside but his family.
Mm.
Huh?
Amen.
Even his grandfather, Methuselah.
Yep.
He drowned in the flood. He wouldn't come in the ark. Why?
Amen.
God himself.
Amen.
We got people today talking about, oh, I love Jesus, but they don't believe in him.
Uh-huh.
They want to get rid of the sin. Get rid of the sin. God will not let you in his kingdom with sin.
Amen.
If you go to hell, you're going on your own.
Yes.
And you know what? The sad part about going to hell, you got to go by yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Ain't nobody walking with you. Huh? God ain't gonna walk with you to hell.
Every man.
Huh? But he'll walk with you to heaven. Huh? Oh, look how God's talking to us tonight. He's trying to do it.
Yeah,
we won't listen to him. God said, you get it right. I'm God. And the Bible tells me in Exodus 18 and verse 11, he said, I'm above all gods.
Amen.
Ain't no other God
besides.
Huh? Ain't no other God. God said, I'm a spirit. And they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
If you're not worshiping in spirit and truth, you're going to hell.
Yes.
Amen.
People playing around with the word of God. They playing with the Bible, Brother Williams.
Yes.
They don't know. God said to do some more damage. Let the nation go. God let that nation go. He said, I'll fix them. He said, you preachers just keep preaching, but I'll get them.
Yes, sir.
I will get them.
Amen.
He's going to make them run either to the church or run from it more. God.
Amen.
All we got to do. See, they think, Brother Johnson, Brother William, Brother Parker, they may be preaching that Bible, but we're going to show them some. Guess what? You ain't showing us nothing. God says, get rid of you.
Amen.
You ain't showing us nothing. God
says,
look at these people burning up in the sky in California.
Mm-hmm.
This California is burning up.
Amen.
This is burning all around. The firemen, like I said, can't even put out the fire. Now they got 29 that found dead.
Yes.
And some of them burnt to a crisp. You can't even find the bones.
That's it.
Amen.
You know God's real, and they're going to talk crazy. All that fire. man, the fireman could say today, I ain't never had trouble putting out fire. But he got trouble now. He can't move it until God said, I'm ready to move it. And God ain't going to move it. Oh, God got something for you. So you want to keep on challenging God? Just keep right on doing it. This homosexual business now we got going on.
My goodness.
Oh, men and women with women and no respect for God. Because I'm going to fix that too.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you what I'm
saying.
He made two people on this earth, Adam and Eve, and not Adam and Steve. And we got folks today want to go through all this foolishness. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a lie. You're two men or two women. Is this possible? God said, you get you a wife. He said, I'm not a girlfriend. He said, a wife. If you ain't got a wife, then you in trouble.
Get married.
Those people today shacking up and cracking up and breaking up and then trying to turn around and make look at that. We got all kind of things going on in America. I agree with you 100%, Brother Parker. America is said to go to hell. Because it's just study sitting. The trouble from my house to the White House. Donald Trump, everybody he gets now, he's a fire of trying to take a walk. And he gets rid of all the people that he got up there. He can't run this country like he want to. He ain't got no money. God got him down while he going to come down off his horses and break him down like a fool. God will break him down. His riches won't even help him, Brother William.
No.
He got all that money and can't do nothing with it. You don't see, we think a dollar bill can take care of everything.
No.
What if it could, it would get him into heaven.
Yep.
You know what?
Yeah.
He can't go to heaven with that money.
He don't buy
it. He don't buy it at all. And not only that, when he die, the funeral home take him to the cemetery, and his money still in the bank or wherever it be there.
Yeah.
And his family going to enjoy it.
That's right.
Yes.
He's dying. Every day you turn the TV on, you hate to hear people dying. They were showing there were three adults got killed and a child got killed. They're just killing them.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you won't straighten up. I straighten it up. You preachers keep preaching.
Amen.
See, God telling us to keep it. See, all of God's ministers that are the true ministers, they got a message. What's that message?
Amen.
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the message that you better accept.
That's the one.
You don't accept God's message, you going straight to hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
The world is dying. And we talking about, everything all right, everything okay. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Look at the world.
Well.
Look outside sometimes. And look all around you. Everybody's doing what they call their thing, Brother William.
Yes.
And they going straight to hell. If there's a hell below, we're all going to go to it if we don't get ourselves together.
Amen.
Huh? The Bible just pointing out the things to us. God said, now you got my book. Follow it. He's a follow my book.
Amen.
Yes.
God said, I'll take care of you.
Amen.
You'll be strong and healthy if you follow what I say.
Amen.
You better repent and get it straight. God ain't got to play with Church of Christ.
Yes.
If you die in your sin, you going to hell. John 8:21-24.
Amen.
The Bible has got hell all over it.
Yep.
Amen.
It's got hell in one spot.
No, sir.
Huh? In 2 Thessalons 1:7-9, he said, ye that are troubled, rest with me.
Amen.
God taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the
word
of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't obey the gospel, you're going down in hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
The world is just talking about, oh, everybody's all right. No, they're not.
Amen.
They're dying every day.
In sin.
Huh? In sin.
Yeah.
That's what you said, Brother Will. In sin.
Yep.
Yes.
And when you die in sin, the next place is hell.
No.
Yes.
No hope after death if you die in your sin.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Ezekiel 18:4, it says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says it's going to die. Now, you just keep on sinning, keep on messing around with God, and then you're going to hell.
Amen. Amen.
God warning us. We warning you.
Yeah.
We're telling
Amen.
You what God says. You can accept it or reject it. But if you reject it, you're going straight to hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got a chance and you got hope to go to heaven.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
Yes.
There's only one church in the Bible. And everybody want to be something that's not in the Bible, Brother
yeah.
William. That's pitiful.
Yeah.
That is pitiful.
Amen.
I want something that's not in the Bible.
Yeah.
And God would accept it. God ain't got to accept nothing like
no.
that. And he's not going to accept it.
Amen.
If you don't believe what he talks about in the Word, you can forget it.
Yes.
Yes.
It's gone to hell. It's gone all down there with Satan and his party.
Yes, sir.
Because Satan waiting on you anyway.
Amen.
Amen. He all that killing. He went to hell.
Yes.
He ain't get saved.
No way.
Huh? No way God not to come up there.
He can't be.
He can't be saved.
Died
he died in sin. And not only that, he killed himself. You know he's gone to hell.
Amen.
Huh? It's all over with.
Died in sin.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's so sad.
Amen.
Leaving here, like you say, Brother Parker, in a handbasket.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Or if out of here, God looking down. Say, oh, you ain't going to get it right. Bye. Later. Gone on down to hell.
Amen.
God don't work with us. God don't have to work with us when we won't do right.
Amen.
God wants us to walk right, talk right, sing right, pray right, do right.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
If we do that, then we going to hell.
Amen.
And we know that. We ain't no little baby. God may call us his children, but we know better. And we still going.
We just
sin and sin and sin and just
yes.
never put no brakes on it.
We're old enough,
huh? Never put no brakes on it. I don't care what that preacher say. I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Yep.
I'm gonna go out and party and drink
and smoke.
I don't care. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care what he says.
I'm still gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it anyway. That's right. You show right, brother.
Amen.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
You can tell it. You can say, God send you. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
They don't got this one. Now they're telling you they don't even care.
They don't care. I'm still gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. And you know it's sad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
You just gonna keep on doing it, and God needs to go and say, let you go to hell. Let you go where you want to go.
Yes.
Go to hell. He said, go on then.
Go.
I ain't going to stop you. So when you get there, you sure ain't coming. Huh?
Amen.
You're going to be locked in.
Yep.
Huh? Just like Noah and them were locked in the ark. Nobody couldn't get in. Huh?
We still
there. They beating and banging. Oh, let me in. God said, no. You ain't coming in here. Why, Lord?
Amen.
You got that sin in your life.
Amen.
You didn't do what I told you.
Amen.
And now when you get to the gates of heaven and you got sin in your life,
you can't come in.
Amen. The Bible tells me 20:15, if you ain't found written in the book of life,
yeah.
you can't come
Amen.
In.
Amen.
You got to come in the way God said come in. I can't
Amen.
Do what I want to do. I choose the church of my choice, Brother Wee. That's not in the Bible. I got to get in the church that Jesus built.
Amen.
I got to get in the church that Jesus Christ built.
Preach
if I don't get in that church, I'm going to hell.
Say
and
it.
If I don't
Amen.
Stay in that church, I'm going to hell.
Say it. Amen.
The Bible is right.
Yes.
And we try to outthink God. You can't outthink God.
Yeah.
God already got the sure was right.
Amen.
It ain't gonna fail.
Amen.
It's not gonna fail. Brother Parker, it's not gonna fail. We may
Amen.
Fail, but the word gonna stand.
Amen.
Jesus said that in Luke 35. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand. God
yes.
Me going to the grave every day, Brother Williams,
yes.
And the Bible still standing.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible
yes.
still standing. Been standing over 2017 years ago.
Yes.
Still standing. Gonna keep
Amen.
On standing. A million years could go by, and the Bible still standing.
Amen.
And man going
Amen.
To the grave. Huh?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, we better get right down here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus, when you get ready to do something, head that. Ooh-wee. I like you, Brother Parker. It's
yeah.
heaven. God ain't for
Amen.
No place. America, not around the world,
yes.
is in trouble
yeah.
now, Lord.
All
over the world. From my house to the White House is in
yeah.
trouble with God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we need to get right. We need to be on bending knee, brethren. I'm praying.
Yeah.
I want to share with you, brethren, this evening. My brother-in-law called my wife on her birthday today.
Yeah.
And guess what he said?
Yeah.
I had been sending letters to him and his wife, and it was good news for me. He said, Johnson, he said, we've been taking your letters to the church, and we've distributed them to the church, and everybody reading them.
Amen.
Amen. Scripture,
Amen.
God, they read
the scripture.
They read the scripture. My brother-in-law told me that today, brother.
Amen.
Oh, I was so
Amen.
Happy, brother.
Praise
I read that.
The Lord.
I was happy. Well, I didn't even jump out of my wheel today. I know I can't stand up. But, oh,
Lord,
I hear you right, brother-in-law. He said, Johnson, he said, I'm going to tell you something. Out of the 9 years you've been gone, he said, boy, I didn't know you had that much sense about the Bible. He said, you done filled up. He said, you have filled so many scriptures on the paper. He said, and they all fall in
Amen.
Said,
Amen.
You trying to.
Amen.
I said, got that idea from. I said, I got it from an old preacher that baptized me.
Yeah.
He told me, he said, you preach through letters. And I said, oh, Lord, he should
yeah.
know me.
Yeah.
That. I said, write the scriptures. Oh, brother-in-law said, Johnson, keep it up. Ooh, I was happy to.
Amen.
Came in the house, he called my wife and said he wished her a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And then I said, let me talk to my brother-in-law. So I got something I want to encourage him about since he's been encouraging us.
Yeah.
He said,
Amen.
Read the Bible at first, but now you got my children read the Bible. Thank
Amen.
God they read the Bible, Brother Parker. Thank
Amen.
God they read the Word of God and obey the gospel.
That's it.
Yeah.
They decided to read the Bible and obey the gospel. Guess
Amen.
What? My oldest daughter today told my wife, she said, I need to come out here and get a new child, Brother Williams.
Yes,
sir. Don't tell
Amen.
Me my God is working, Brother Williams. I know
God,
what he can do.
God
is working.
Amen.
People praying. She said that to my wife. And she said, you know what? James, I got some more good news. I said, what's that? She said, the oldest one wants to worship with us.
Praise the Lord.
I said, what? She's going to come to Houston, away from Houston, wherever on the side. I said, hold on. You know what? Just keep praying. We're going to get the other three in the church.
Amen.
Oh, God, just work it out.
Praise
just let God.
God.
Brother Williams, I know me and you on the right track.
Amen.
Because we serve God.
Amen.
We serve God.
Stand with the word.
Yes. All along with the word, we got it all automatically made. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Boy, you talking about my day was fulfilled when I heard that. I got so happy, Brother Parker. I let you jump out my wheelchair. And I know
yes,
I can't go. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't tell me God can't see beyond life. I'm telling y'all. Stay with the book. We don't know
Amen.
Who will hold this gospel.
Amen.
We don't know. But God knows.
Amen.
We got to stay with the book, church.
The word will not
stand out there.
Amen.
It's going to go where it got to go.
It's going to accomplish what God has for it.
And my brother-in-law told me something else, brother. He said, we got to get you to come down here and preach to us, Brother John.
All right. Amen.
I said, ooh, I said, Lord, you opening the door now.
Amen.
Ooh, I said, we're going to one day pack it up.
Yeah.
We're going to
Amen.
He said, you know who else can read something about that? Hush Robinson and his family.
Amen.
He took
Amen.
It to the title.
Yeah.
Huh? He said, oh, Brother Johnson really reading the Bible. He's spreading the gospel through all these letters.
Yeah.
Oh, Amen. God, hear your prayers. I've been praying about, I said, Lord, let my brothers, all of us come together.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, God is ready to open some doors. You know what? God can turn America around. I believe
Amen.
That, Brother Paul.
Yeah.
He's got to get these devils out the way.
Yep.
Get these so-called devils out the way. America back on her feet.
Yeah.
Gotta have faith.
Amen.
Don't have faith like the apostle had in Mark, the 4th chapter, verse 35 through 41. We got to have the real faith. I believe wholeheartedly that God can turn America around with us preaching the word.
Amen.
God is able.
Amen.
When the Lord told me that, I let you be stood up. I'm serious, y'all.
Yes.
It shocked me when I heard it.
Yes.
And you know what, Brother Wick? He never called me by my last name. He said, Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I said, well, wait a minute, brother. I said, who is this? I thought I didn't check the board. I said, who is this? He said, it's your brother Adam.
I said,
well, what's the problem? He said, ain't no problem. He said, I got good news for you. He said, you know what I'm saying? I said, yeah. And all the postcards he was saying, I said, he said, my children read their Bible more.
Amen.
He said, look here. They took it to the church, and they want to read it some more. Well, tell me what God can't do. All we got to do is stick together and preach the word.
Amen.
I can do it all the way. This radio program going to go further. I believe it, Brother Parker.
Yes.
All we got to do is preach it.
Yes.
Don't worry about what people think. That's why being
Amen.
America thinks. What did God say?
Preach.
He's a preacher of the word. He ain't telling us a word about what America thinks. See, America don't know what they want to do.
Yeah.
But we preach the hell out of them now. Just tell them like it is. Don't even get scared.
Look,
if you don't do what God says, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You know, they don't know that. The Bible tells me in Proverbs chapter 27 and 20, he says, man, eyes are never satisfied, neither hell is ever full.
Amen.
Oh, God knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Man, eyes are so filled up with willingness that he's going to hell. Ooh,
amen.
Lust. Ooh, how bad that is, Leroy. If you go to hell, you in trouble.
Ooh, you
in trouble.
Amen.
Yes,
God, you're in trouble with me.
Yeah.
Amen.
After Brother Will, he got all the answers. I was so excited. Boy, I told my wife, I said, ooh, you hear what the brother, your brother said? He said, I heard it. He put the little speaker phone. And he said, look here, Johnson. He said, I'm telling you, we read the Bible sure enough now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Scripture. He said, you got to come down here.
Yeah.
I said, y'all doing all right? He said, oh, we doing fine. He said, but boy, what you put on paper and you give us all these scriptures, he said, oh, you done gave us half of the Bible. Every time.
Amen.
It's over 60 and 70 and 80 scriptures.
Yeah.
I said, look here, brother, I'm trying to reach God's people because we said to go to hell.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Huh?
Yes,
we're going to go to hell if we get right with God. This world is dying.
Yes.
Amen.
Leave it in the head back there, you said, Brother Parker. Nobody wants to hear what God got to say. But God will touch you some kind of way. If he has to flick you up.
Yes.
Ooh, how are you going to do it now? See, God has figured this plan out with his preacher. He said, now y'all just keep preaching. They don't do what I tell them, I'm going to take them out. They don't do what I tell them, I'm going to take them out. Every time we preach a message and they get stupid on God, God said, I'll take them on out of here. Get them out the way. Y'all just keep on preaching. Just preach my word. That's all God asked us to do is preach it and live it and keep on going. Don't stop. Don't stop, brethren. I'm telling you now.
Amen.
Today. I was wondering what was going on. I said, Lord, what is wrong? Why can't we get some kind of assistance in doing something different? Brother Lord, when he told me that, Brother William, I'm telling you, man, I like to be stood up.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said, the day is your birthday, and look at all this good news we getting now.
Amen.
And she just laughed. You know what, Johnson? She said, James, you know what? You've been praying about all this. Like, I'll be listening, laying there, listening to you pray. You said, Lord, bless us to get the nation back to you. She said, you know what? God heard you.
Amen.
He heard
Amen.
You. He heard you. Look what God's going to do. All you got to do is depend on God and lean on the everlasting arm.
Amen.
God on our side. Oh, brother, let me tell you something. If you don't stay with God, you own your way to hell.
Amen.
Huh? Oh,
Amen.
We can't afford to go to hell, church.
Nope.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Huh? If you go, you go by yourself. Now, that's
Amen.
One thing. I don't want to go.
Amen.
Huh? I want to go to heaven. And I want to help all my brethren that are in the church to stay in the church and preach the word of God. And quit
Amen.
Letting everybody
Amen.
Tell you what to do. Well, I don't like the way you preach it anyway. Don't care what you don't like. Who you please? Him or God? You to please
Amen.
God.
Got to please God.
Huh?
Amen.
God is number one.
Amen.
God is first.
Amen.
Matthew 6,
yes.
He said, seek ye first
the
kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And all his righteousness shall be added unto thee. He said, seek him. He didn't say, seek me or seek her. He said, seek him. You
Amen.
Seek God first every day.
Amen.
Every day. Think about God, how he blessed you to get up in the morning, how he blessed you to be able to call on him at any time of the day or any time of the night.
Yeah.
You can have problems and you can call God and he'll answer your prayer. He will answer your prayer. I don't care how it is.
Yes.
You know, I felt like Jeremiah the other day, Brother Will.
Yes, sir.
I said, oh, Lord, he said, I keep speaking in your name, but I said, I can't stop.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
I know what you will do to me.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, you can't stop. The word like fire or shut up in the bone.
Can't be still.
It can't be still. I got to keep talking about it. It just makes me move, Brother William.
Yes.
I'm sitting in a wheelchair, but it makes me move because I know God.
Yeah.
God can do what he said he can do. Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, trust in him.
Yes.
The Bible tells me in Psalms, chapter 11 and verse 1, it says, trust the Lord.
Yes.
Huh? And Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3 through 7, it says, trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
In the Lord. Don't trust man.
Not in
trust
man.
God.
Not in man.
Huh?
Amen.
If you trust in the man, you're already lost. You better
be Amen.
God is able.
Yes.
Stick with God. Woo, Lord, have mercy this evening. Oh, God.
Amen.
I was glad to hear that news. Well, my oldest girl told the wife, she said, you know what? I've been thinking about coming out there worshiping with y'all.
Praise the Lord.
I said, what?
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
She said, I'm thinking about coming out there worshiping with y'all.
Wonderful.
She said, because, you know, she was talking, she said, you know I need to get into the church. And if she get in, the rest of them going to come. I said, oh,
Amen.
Lord, you've been hearing my prayer. Yes, God hears prayer.
Amen.
His ears are open
to the prayer.
To the prayers of righteous. The righteous. Huh?
Yes.
He hears the prayers of the sinner. He said righteous. First Peter 3 is verse number 12.
Amen.
And then
Amen.
He'll cut the prayer off. Huh?
His face is against
him
that he is evil. We got to do what he tells us.
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, let's get it on the road.
Yes.
Let's preach this gospel. Never been preached.
Keep it going.
Keep it going, Brother Parker. Don't shut
Amen.
That program down. It's got to go all over the nations now because
yes.
folks are acting a fool and not doing what God says.
Oh,
so
yes.
we just follow and keep on stepping.
Amen.
Amen.
Look here. We have heard the word. We believe the word. We repent of our sins. We confess Christ. We be baptized
Amen.
In of Jesus Christ, and let the Lord add us to the church.
Amen.
Brother,
amen. I thank you, my brother. Brother William,
yes.
The congregation, the co-minister, along with Brother Johnson, just want to share a few thoughts tonight in addition to the gospel and the truth of the word of God that you already heard. I talk to people all the time.
Amen.
It's about truth, Brother Parker. We got people
Amen.
Have to obey truth.
Amen.
The Bible
yeah.
is the truth. The Church of God is built on the foundation of the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
I was talking to a young man today, and some Catholic believers were trying to teach him previously. And they were standing near and overheard me teach the young man the
Amen.
Truth. I showed him in the scripture where the name of the church comes from. I showed him by the scripture.
Yes.
That the church began in 33 AD.
Amen.
I asked him, have you ever read about the Catholic Church in your Bible? The young man said, no, I showed him Romans 16:16. He said, is it in their Bible? I said, it's in their Bible too.
Yes, sir.
Man.
One of the ladies came over and said, do you know what Jesus said to Peter? I said, what did he say? He said, on this rock I will build my church. He built the church on Peter. I said, you're lying. He did not build the church on Peter. He built the church on the rock of truth himself.
Amen.
If the church is built on Peter, it's got a dead foundation because Peter's dead.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
Church is dead.
Amen.
I showed the young man in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, for no other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, that is, Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Amen.
The foundation of his church.
That's it.
I showed
Amen.
Him. He said, is that in their Bible? It's in their Bible too. It's in yours too.
Amen.
Every
Amen.
Bible reads.
Amen.
That's it.
You know, Satan don't want us to preach the truth. Right?
Amen. He sure don't.
Satan
Amen.
Don't want us on this radio broadcast to hear, believe, repent and obey the truth.
Amen.
You don't want that. Satan telling folks you don't even have to be baptized to be saved.
That's what he
yeah.
said.
Said in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, that baptism does also save us now.
Amen.
That was
Amen.
In 6 AD when Peter wrote the letter. It was true then, and it's true today.
Amen.
2000
Amen.
Is still true. The Bible stands. The Bible is not going to change. Christ is not going to change. God is faithful.
Amen.
He can't change.
Amen.
He's not going to change, Brother John. He's
nope.
not going to fail. God's
Amen.
Word will not fail. It will accomplish what he sent it out to do.
That's right.
It's
Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? You couldn't stand the word, Brother Parker.
Yes, sir.
You had to leave and go tell it because they couldn't stand
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll set you free.
That's it. Amen.
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, we're talking about truth tonight.
Yes.
The truth is Christ built his church.
Amen.
The only one in the whole Bible that says he's going to build a church.
That's right.
And Christ
yes.
his church.
Amen.
Romans chapter
Amen.
7, 4, you have become dead to the law of sin and death by the sacrifice of the body of Christ on the cross.
Amen.
And married to another, even to him who was raised from the dead.
Amen.
Amen.
In Christ, we are married to Christ.
That's right.
Every
Amen.
Wife wears the name of her husband.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Amen.
Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Yes.
God knows his children. Do you know God knows who his children are?
That's right.
Just like I know my children.
Yes, Lord.
You put my children in a crowd of a million other young people. I can walk through that crowd. It'll take me 2 weeks. I'll find every one of them.
Amen.
And amen.
I will be able to find my children out of all the children in the world.
Amen.
God
amen.
Knows.
That's right.
Those who wear his name and obey his truth and walk in the footsteps that he laid out before us.
Yes.
The ones that he claimed.
Amen.
They are faithful to him.
That's it.
They look like him, Brother Johnson.
That's
they
right.
They act
yeah.
like him, Brother Parker. They
yes.
walk like him, Brother Parker. They talk
yes.
like him, Brother Johnson. They do
amen.
What he
says,
Brother Brown. They obey
amen.
Him. That's God's children.
Amen.
If you're not doing that, you're not a child of God.
Amen.
If you're not wearing his name,
amen.
You're not a child of God.
Amen.
The young man and I discussed it. I asked him, I said, where did the Catholic Church come from? It ain't in the Bible. You see, it's not
amen.
The Bible. Where it's from. He didn't know. I say, men made it up.
That's right.
Yes.
Men came up with that. It came from the mind of men.
Amen.
The Bible.
Amen.
Is the revealed mind
yes.
of God.
Amen.
If it ain't in the Bible, God didn't reveal it. It didn't come
amen.
From
him. Amen. Amen.
All the world needs to hear and know the truth. This is truth. God
amen.
Revealed everything that we need to know.
That's right.
To
amen.
Go to heaven.
That's right.
Peter
amen.
Said all things. 1 Peter chapter 1. And verse number 3, we have all things that pertain to life and godliness.
Yes, Lord.
We get everything we need. If it's not in the revealed word of God, it's not from God.
Amen.
Pope or said anything about a Baptist church.
Amen.
Well, didn't John baptize in the wilderness? Yes, he did. He was John the Baptizer.
Amen.
John wasn't his physical name, and it wasn't his religious name.
Amen.
He was a baptizer.
Amen.
His name was John.
Amen.
He was the son of Zacharias. His name was John.
Amen.
The Holy
Amen.
Ghost, his name is John.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
John is the only person, Brother Parker, in the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation that was ever described as John the Baptist.
Yep.
The only Baptist that was ever mentioned in the Bible was John.
Yeah.
Amen.
There are no other Baptists mentioned in the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
So where did the Baptist and the Baptist church come from?
Mm.
It didn't come from the revealed
Amen.
Amen.
John was dead before Christ ever built his church.
That's right.
So the church
Amen.
Of Christ is not the Baptist church.
Amen.
John never built
Amen.
The church.
Amen.
Where did
Amen.
The Baptist church of today come from? Where did the Catholic church come from?
Amen.
Come from God. People need to know the truth. People need
yes.
to have an opportunity to know and obey the truth. But you got the devil don't want them to know. The devil is fighting against the truth, brethren.
Amen.
In the world, you start teaching people the truth. The devil is against that.
Amen.
And he is going to stop you. But like Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote to Timothy, you preach
yes.
the word in season, out of season.
Yes.
Rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine.
Amen.
Because yeah. The time will come, and I'll
it
say
is.
The time has come.
Yes.
You don't want sound doctrine.
That's right.
They don't
want
to hear it. They don't want to listen to it. They don't want to follow it. They don't
Amen.
Want to read it. They would rather believe the philosophy and the lies that they've already been taught.
Amen.
To the church of your choice. People have a right to obey God the way they see fit.
Amen.
To worship and go to any church they want to.
Yes.
That's not in God's word. That's man's
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
But none of those words will save us for eternal life.
Amen.
In the book of life, I read to the young man, Revelation 20 and verse 15. I said, what is the Lamb's book of life? I say, it is the Bible, book of eternal life. If it's not written in the Bible, son, it's not the truth. It's
Amen.
The hell.
That's it.
You can't read no other churches in the Bible but the church of Christ.
That's
all you can read. You can't read no other churches. So where is all those other churches going to? They're going to hell. Revelation 20, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone.
Amen.
The second death. It is eternal damnation.
That's it.
Amen.
We have to warn the righteous and the sinner.
That's it.
We got to warn all the men
Amen.
That you must be faithful in obedience to God or you
yeah.
cannot be saved.
That's right.
You cannot
Amen.
Be a helper.
Amen.
You can't play
Amen.
Around and assume anything that God has not told you, but
Amen.
Rather you must obey what is written. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter
Amen.
2 and verse 12. There is no other name.
That's it.
Amen.
We must be Christ or nothing.
Amen.
If your name is not Christ, you are none of his.
That's it.
Amen.
My children are named my name. I'm Leroy Williams Jr. I'm their father. If their name is not Williams at birth, they're not mine.
Amen.
Amen.
Only children that was my children at birth are the ones who were born with my name.
Amen.
The children of God, we must wear and have his name.
Amen.
His name is Christ the Lord.
That's it.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Savior, the Lord God. That's the name we wear.
That's
Amen.
It.
Ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, my brethren and fellow ministers
yes.
on radio broadcast, and to all of the faithful gospel ministers of Christ around the world,
Amen.
We must stay with the truth. We must stand on the truth.
Amen.
We must believe in the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
We must obey the truth.
That's it.
Amen.
We can only be saved by obedience to the truth.
That's it.
Yes, Lord.
I bid you, as you obey the truth.
Amen.
Obey the truth.
That's it.
Before
yes.
before your life is ended. And it's eternally impossible for your soul to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
Bible teaches, after you have heard the truth, that God sent salvation through Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who died on the cross,
Amen.
Established the way of eternal life for man, for the soul of man. God sent that salvation.
Yes.
Titus 2 and verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to
yes.
all men. It has come into the world, into the life of man. Man can know about it by the word of God.
Amen.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness
Amen.
And in lust.
Amen.
We should live soberly and righteously in this
world.
Amen. You got to serve God while you live today.
Amen.
You got to hear and believe the word of truth that you heard.
Amen.
And you got to be willing to change your mind and change your life.
Amen.
You got to repent of sin. Stop doing what is against the truth.
Amen.
Stop working in a church that's not in the truth. Come out of false religion. Come out of and worldly living.
Amen.
Come out of a fornication, murder, and adultery, and dope, and illicit sex, and drinking, and parties. Repent. Confess Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Acknowledge Him.
Amen.
Before men, I want Jesus to be the Lord God of my life.
Amen.
I trust in His grace and His salvation.
Amen.
I believe that He is the revealed salvation of God, the Son of God,
yes,
who died for my sin, and then be baptized in the watery grave of baptism.
Amen.
We are buried with Christ by baptism. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. That just like Christ was raised from the dead, we also are raised from watery grave of baptism to walk in a new and eternal life.
Amen.
Romans chapter 6 and verse number 4. Write the scriptures down, ladies and gentlemen, and go back and study them for yourself, because
Amen.
The Bible reveals the truth. The young man that I was trying to teach before being interrupted by the ministers of Satan was a surprise. He had never been taught the truth.
Amen.
He didn't know because he had never been taught. He was amazed. His mind was enlightened. He learned the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, if you learn the truth, it's time to obey it.
Amen.
God bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. We pray God's blessing in your life to the extent that you obey Him.
Amen.
God can't save nobody who is in their sin and will not repent.
Amen.
God is not saving anybody in sin.
Amen.
God is saving our souls out of sin.
That's it.
Amen.
In order for God to save you, you can't stay in sin and be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We commend you to God and the words of His grace,
Amen.
Which is able to save all those who are sanctified of the truth.
Amen.
See, sanctification is salvation.
That's it.
God has saved those who have obeyed the truth, and we are His saints.
Amen.
You want to be a saint?
Amen.
Obey God and let Him save you. Because if He saves you, He calls you His saint.
Amen.
Amen.
God will save your eternal life. God bless you. We turn it over to you, Brother Parker, for the closing remarks and the closing prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
This has been a wonderful night, brother. We're getting that word out to those that are listening, or it's national, or worldwide. And we hope, trust, and pray that if you heard the truth, as we have told you tonight, why don't you go to the Church of Christ nearest you and obey the gospel? And if you're in our area, just come to Wharton, or come over to Houston, Darren Luke, and you will be baptized. Because it is essential that we obey the gospel of Christ. And if we never obey the gospel of Christ, you are going to go to hell. And you're going to live the worst life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen. The Bible could be an acronym. B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And that's basically what this is about. You know what to do before you go. And if you do it, you'll be saved eternally, walking on the streets of gold of heaven, living eternally in heaven. That's a blessing. Thank you, Brother Johnson, Brother William. And Brother Johnson, I appreciate you sending your letters and things to me. Amen, Walt. And I know that people, you said that people be telling about all those scriptures on that. That's wonderful. Because everything we need to know and need to do is in the Bible. Thank you, brother. We're going to bow for prayer now.
All right.
Father God, we come humbly bow before that throne of grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful day that you've granted unto us and all true believers that we rose today to live another day. Thank you, Lord. Bless our families, our homes, and our loved ones, and that love abide as a mighty stream. And Father, bless every church of Christ in the world, the members, the ministers, and help them, Father, to keep walking in these days in the foots of Jesus stronger than ever.
Yeah,
you know, in our nation now, we know that our supreme authority has declared you a lie. Saying that a man has a right to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. And you know, as we think about it and pray over it, Lord, you took a rib from Adam and created the woman. Amen. That's very, very important, Lord. Thank you so very much. And we as true believers, we got to follow the basic instruction. That woman is the one that we should marry. And we're going to have to stop all this shacking and racking together. And then shacking and racking and having children, Father. Father, teach our nation that marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. Be with us, Lord. Thank you for Brother Johnson, Brother Wayne, and myself, and Brother Parker, the fourth, Father. We will continue to preach and teach the doctrine of Christ in the midst of a holistic situation that we're in America. Be with us, Lord. Bless us, bless America. Please, Lord. This prayer we ask in Jesus' name, we pray. Let us all.
Amen.
Thank you, brother, and God bless you all, okay?
Thank you, Brother Parker.
Thank you.
Brother Johnson. Yep. Thank you, radio audience. Thank you, Brother Brown.
Amen.
May God bless us and keep us till we meet again.
Amen.
Tonight, 7:30, by the grace of God.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Good night, brother.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Yes, I was. I'm excited about it.